from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When you don't believe a word I say,
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam Chris Show with you. 9-4 is up in the Kia Studios on a beautiful, glorious Sunday morning. Thanks for taking us along with you. Whatever you're doing this morning, if you're listening at home or on your way to Sunday services, let us ride along with you. We appreciate you spending some of your weekend morning with us here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. I got Noel working on the side of the glass sitting in for Greg in his absence. Greg's back next week. But so glad you're with us this morning. I want to say thanks to some people. You know, sometimes you get honored for something and you expect it, and sometimes you get honored for something and you don't expect it. And last night I got an honor that, you know, when I found out I was getting it, I was kind of floored. And I got to say this one. The last night they had the induction ceremonies for the Georgia Tennis Hall of Fame. And those of you who, you know, followed our show and followed me and listened know I always, whenever I get a chance to talk what's happening in tennis, I love to do it. But you do it because, you know, it's something you enjoy, something you like, and people follow you. This is a tennis town here in Atlanta, so you feel like when you mention it, it's something that people, you know, do care about. And as I like to say, if you know about something good, you know, you don't keep it to yourself. You tell somebody. So last night, for better or worse, they decided to award me the Dan McGill Impact Award. And I'm so appreciative for everyone with the Georgia Tennis Foundation. Special thanks to Richard Howell. The committee selected me and Darren Potke with Georgia Tennis Foundation and the USTA Georgia for that. And salute to the Hall of Famers this year. Gary Grosselman and Philip Johnson were inducted. And to get an award named after Coach Dan McGill, who was just a legendary tennis coach, University of Georgia, and be in a room of guys who were in the Hall of Fame who were his former players was pretty remarkable evening. So I appreciate that. I reached out to Bill Hartman. Many of you remember him from sportscasting here in town. He's a friend and a mentor, and Coach McGill mentored him. So I asked him. I said, by the fact that you mentored me and you mentored Coach McGill, that make me part of the Coach McGill tree. And you know, all great coaches have trees and different branches. You know, we think about Nick Saban, right? Nick Saban's tree is very much, you got your Georgia head coach, you got the Georgia Tech head coach, you got Georgia athletic director, came from Alabama, you got Georgia State football coach who was an assistant to the coach of Georgia. So indirectly, he's a part of the Nick Saban tree. Nick Saban's gone, but his influence is all over us around here.
Right, you know, like so, when Pop leaves,
you know, right,
his influence will still be all over the NBA.
All over the place. So I'm pleased to be a part of the Dan McGill tree. Maybe I'm just a twig or a limb. But thankful for this honor, really am, last night. So I really, really do appreciate that. Thanks so much. All right, we're talking some Falcons because things get back to work tomorrow. Matter of fact, Our crew will get back to work up at Flowery Branch tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. The morning shift, Steakhouse. Andy and Randy will be at Falcons training camp at the Ticketmaster Studios, getting the work in for you. They're going to have the very latest for you on what the Falcons are doing, what they're doing to show up some things going into this next preseason game. And then after those three shows, Dukes and Bell will be at Hooters Mall of Georgia. Now, you know, you can't go up to Flowery Branch to training camp this year. You know, you can't go. Fans can't go. They got construction going on up there. And, you know, we're doing good to get in there right now because they're doing some things. And really, when you get to go back out there next year, you're going to see some places, wow, because the things they continue to do to that facility are simply remarkable. But you can't go to Hooters and hang out with those guys. And if you do, whatever you get, make them pay for it. Okay, so they're going to be there Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. And also Friday, Dukes and Bell is going to be out at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. So you get to catch up with them, get to say hello to them, and have some fun with them here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, about this game, which we've been waiting. You know, you had the practices. You know, you've been up at the Flowery Branch. We had the two that were open to the public at Second Year High School, and we had one at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then we had the joint workouts this week with the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, that's what you've been waiting on. You want to see how this team responds to an opponent. And you're not there running anything trickery. You're not, you know, you're pretty vanilla. But you just want people to get out and get some time. Because you have to do something to get ready for the season. And I think that's where we think this exercise of the preseason as it continues to change as the NFL season changes. We're looking at adding an 18th game. That's going to, you know, extend the season and extend the postseason as well. How much do you need for this preseason? And also, you know, the preseason used to be the time when players worked to get into shape. And if somebody's got to work to get into shape in camp, they're not going to be on the team. You know, that whole thing is totally changed. That's totally gone. So you do keep in shape. You do have your OTAs. You do have your mini camp things. And since you're doing those things, and you want to make sure that people are as healthy as possible for the games that really matter, you start to wonder just how much you're going to get to see in these preseason games. I know that's the other thing. The teams include that in the ticket package. If you buy in the season ticket, whatever, you're going to get these preseason games thrown, you know, in. Do you go to them? Do you sell the tickets? Do you know you're going to go and not really get to see the players you want to see? And the folks you want to see are going to, as Noel says, they're going to have T-shirts on, T-shirts and baseball caps, instead of helmets and going out and playing. So it wonders what's the value? What do we really get from this season for the players that you know you're going to carry on your team? Now, for the guys who are trying to make the team, obviously this is an important time. You know, you're able to go out there and to show what you can do, especially with special teams and this new return that we have that's, you know, everybody's trying to figure out their way about it. I don't think anybody's doing great with that right now, and you wouldn't expect to. It's something so new and different to try to keep the return as part of the game. That's a way for somebody to make the team. Somebody can catch on and do that very well. That's the thing that could make the difference for that particular player. So you want something where you can evaluate. That's the main thing. Right, high school season starts this week. Well, some high school teams played a spring scrimmage game against an opponent. Some played scrimmage games over the last 2 weeks against opponents to get them ready for that. Now, you know, do the starters play in the whole game in those scrimmages? Basically, they don't. You know, even at the high school level, you see the starters for the first half usually, and the coaches usually agree, second half we're going to get the JV and then the ninth grade, so everybody gets a chance to play some. But this is a different deal at the professional level. And then collegiately, you have in a squad scrimmage, you know, your spring game that you play in the spring. You have scrimmages, you know, like Georgia Tech did yesterday. Georgia State had scrimmages well yesterday, just to get some of that, you know, type activity in for your team to get them primed and ready to play, but not games against opponents. And so, you know, just wonder where the preseason is going as far as the NFL goes. We hope things are going well for the Falcons. You know, well, they've had to make some roster moves and pick up some people. Obviously, we had some injuries that we didn't want to see. DeMarco Helms, the safety, who was, you know, yeah, we didn't see that one. And Braylon Trice went down with injuries, and, you know, that didn't want to see that happen. And early in the week, Rondell Moore, you know, injury, and he's going to be replaced. They've had to sign some people. Got a kick return man and a receiver. Jakeem Grant, who was, you know, all pro receiver, but he's been plagued by injuries the last couple of years, but the Falcons have signed him, so we got them. And also have added a running back in Spencer Brown, who's played with the Carolina Panthers. So the Falcons are making some roster moves just to shore up some positions that now, you know, feeling some, you know, some the sting of some injuries. And it's one of the things you kind of have to do. You don't want to do it, but it's things you have to get done.
Yeah, the injury bug is going to bite everybody at a point. Nobody's going to go through 100% unscathed. But I do think the more we see this and the more players, the more money these players make, and the less you're able to find high-quality backups, I really do think we're going to see a push towards more joint practices,
yeah,
and more fan on the heel type scrimmages, and less in the stadium scrimmages. Because to your point, if they add another game, it's going to take away a preseason game. So that would just leave you again with one less preseason game. So if they add another game to the season, let's just scrap the preseason altogether. Let's do what, 3 joint practices with teams that make sense.
Okay,
and start week one. Because it's going to feel, because in my opinion, it's going to feel the same way whether we do the preseason like we're doing now, or we change it up and just do the joint workouts. Because the people that are going to be playing the most when the season starts are not going to play at all during preseason. So they still have to work their way into game shape. And not so much like getting fit, but getting hit and making certain cuts and, you know, going over the middle and what all of that entails. Like, they have to physically and mentally get ready for all of that. And I feel like we're going to see that the first 4 weeks of the season, no matter what, at this point.
Yep. And that's the whole thing. And what you keep the main thing. You really want the players to be healthy and available to play in the games that matter. And you can't go up and put people in bubble wrap just to play these games, preseason games that, you know, and I said, they're meaningless games. Like I said, for the people who are trying to make the squad, these games mean everything. But you got to find a different way to evaluate in the process to make your rosters and, you know, move on and just have your best. Just have your best for the games that they really count, really matter for your team. Falcons next up, coming up on Saturday. An odd start time for a preseason contest. They're going to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. And you can hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 10 o'clock pregame and 12 o'clock kickoff, 12 noon kickoff. And we said, like, why are they doing this 12 noon kickoff? We found out because the Orioles are in town, who are having a very, very good season once again. They got to play there at Camden Yards on Friday night, and then they're going to play again Saturday night. And so in between that time, the Falcons had to work in this game with the Ravens the afternoon, because the two stadiums kind of share a lot of the parking area. They're not a few blocks away from the harbor there in downtown Baltimore. So, that's the reason why. And but we're gonna have a breakfast edition of the pregame show next week. You know, it's odd to have a game start that time and it's in the States.
Right, I'm about to say a non-London breakfast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I'm taking care of course, radio next time the game. Nice. Basketball, the men's and the women's of the women's get set for their title game that's coming up later on this morning as everybody gets ready to wrap things up, and we're seeing now Italy is just beating the United States in the gold medal women's volleyball contest. So U.S. women will be getting a silver medal in that. Two teams congratulating each other as they complete the competition. So that one's wrapped up as we wind down the competitions at this Olympic Games headed for the closing ceremonies. And we hope that we'll be able to catch up with them. Noel? Okay. We still have to see if we can line him. I know he's out of town. And we get a chance to catch up with them today and talk about those things. But you know what? Just saw something that and Coach Chris Parker was with me a little while ago. Of course, we're going to be working together for Friday night for the Corky Kell Dave Hunter kickoff classic game between Creekside and Rome. And the sportsmanship, I think, that has been on display. And I don't want to diminish that and talk about it because it has been such a big part of these Olympics. And seeing people congratulate each other representing different countries, really compete hard, give their best, know that they worked hard for this moment. It's a teachable moment.
It really is. It was amazing to see.
And you hope that some of the people whose job it is to work with our young folk, or even with some of the folk on their coaching staff, you know, just remind people that at the bottom of it, yeah, you want to compete, you want to fight hard, you want to do all you can. But once the whistle blows, you know, there is this thing where you do that's just respect for both the respect for yourself, first of all, and then respect for who you've been competing against. And I think that's something that we've seen played out so much. We've seen, I think, some commercial spots that kind of pay homage to that, Noel, in these Olympics, because it's been a very big part of it.
Yeah, I've seen a few, like, healthcare spots and things where the main focus of the commercial is seeing an athlete not necessarily succeed and then congratulating the other athlete, or I've seen one where two athletes got tangled up on the track, and they both kind of knocked themselves out of the race, and they picked themselves up and kind of take themselves to the sideline. Very, you know, friendly-like with a lot of camaraderie. And you see this little girl watch it, and then the scene cuts to her on the soccer field, you know, helping another little girl on the opposing team up so for they to run back to the other side of the field. So it shows how, like, our behavior as adults is mirrored good or bad by kids. And so that's why we should keep the handshake line all the way up to the pro level.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of people want to do away with it, but you listen out in a teachable moment. You may be a great talent manager, but try teaching, because that's what this moment is all about. And you've seen it. And these people are not strangers with the Olympics. These folks have been competing against each other for years. You know, in international competitions, they know each other so very well. And some people would, you know, on social media say, why are they, you know, they always, if they get through the competition, everybody hugs each other. Yeah, they're like family.
Oh, that was the drama they had even in the basketball world, where people were trying to defend Carmelo Anthony against Bogdan Bogdanovich and all of that. And you go on Twitter and you see Carmelo not only congratulating Bogdan, but showed up to the bronze medal game to watch Bogdan.
Yeah.
Because there was a type of camaraderie there and competitive spirit that he appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not, you know, as much as we want it to be as fans and as spectators watching, it don't be that serious off the court, y'all. It just really don't. It don't be that serious off the court. They go eat dinner together. They dap each other up. They go shopping. They double date. It's just not that serious outside of the jersey.
Yeah. And, I mean, like I said, with this particular and also – with the Olympics, you got some people who kind of being on their best behavior, right? You're representing something a little bit bigger than you. You know, you're not just representing you. You're representing your country. And so you want to be at your very best. You know, and I'm saying this now, but if I've worked hard and I'm out on the track and I come in fourth by a fraction of a millisecond to someone who got third, this person's going to be on the platform and I'm not.
It's hard.
I'm going to be feeling a certain kind of way. I'm going to be a little salty.
And you're not wrong, Sam, but I think that's why we have to teach these things and instill it in a young age, so that you can deal with and learn how to navigate that disappointment at a young age. Because there's going to be a lot of times where you worked really hard and you were so dedicated and you came up short. It happens. That is life. There's always somebody around the corner that's that little bit better than you. It happens. It should show you to, you know, pick yourself, as Aaliyah said, you know, dust yourself off and try again. Keep going. It shouldn't be the end-all, be-all, because to your point, like, that person got the one of three spots on the podium, and I didn't. You're going to have to use that at some point. You can feel bad. It is okay to feel bad for yourself and be disappointed, but you got to try to use that as fuel for the next 4 years.
Well, if I got dusted and I was nowhere close, that's one thing.
You mean, but like this volleyball team we just watched?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
It happens.
Right. But you beat me out, I'm fourth. To your third by a fraction of a millisecond here. You leaned or something. I leaned the wrong way. Yeah, I'm going to be feeling a certain kind of way. But you know, that's if you're a competitor and you've worked to get to that point, yeah, you're going to feel that way. But when it's done, you know, it's done. And I think the sportsmanship that has been shown across the board in everything has just been remarkable. It really has been to see the athletes doing. I think, once again, it's because they're on display. They're competing in front of crowds again, unlike 4 years ago when they were competing in empty stadiums. And I just think that had so much to do with it.
There's that, and, like, again, there's behavior, like, on and off the track or the court or the field, right? Like, we watched KD cuss out South Sudan for about an hour and a half. But once that game was over with and they won, you know, it was nothing but, you know, dap-ups and smiles and, you know, good luck next time and keep your head up. Because, you know, now the game is over. Now all the competitive stuff, all the stuff between the lines is over, and we can get back to the fun of it all, the humanity of it all. At the end of the day, it is a game. We're supposed to enjoy the competition and the outcome of it. And I think maybe sometimes these athletes have a better handle on how to compartmentalize those things than we do as the people watching.
Well, we just want to, you know.
Well, that's it.
Right.
We want our bragging rights. That's it. USA. USA. Who cares about the rest of
it? Rightfully so. Rightfully so. I mean, you know, you only get to do this once every 4 years,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so you do want to do that. When we expect it, because our teams have always been so good in most of the sports. We have some other sports that we kind of struggle in, But, you know, most of the sports, the U.S. team, we have players that represent that we have a reason to expect to win medals, to expect to win gold medals. And so that's been well earned down through the years that we expect that when we watch the U.S. team at the Olympics. But like I said, these folks are out there competing, especially with track. They are definitely like family. And, you know, unfortunately, like we mentioned in earlier, you know, they're not always noticed. They're not always performing in front of the crowds in this country. But in other places they go, they're in front of packed stadiums. They've competed against each other for years. And when the race is done, you know, you see them all congratulate each other or they're picking each other up off the track if they've had one long, exhausting race. And they're family. You know, regardless of what country they may be representing, they're not running against strangers. They're people that they've known and competed against for years.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, these are their colleagues, their regular people. Because it's the same thing for, like, high school kids, right? You play the same X amount of kids for 4 years, and you get to know each other, and now you kind of want to, you know, sometimes they link up with each other and go to different colleges and do other things. Like, they create, at the lowest level of associations and at the highest level, they create these friendships that last for a really long time. And to your point, the same with these Olympic athletes, especially the ones that train for 3.5 years just for this moment. Like, you know, these basketball teams, they come in, they don't usually play with each other all the time, but they come in knowing each other, right?
Right.
Like Steph and LeBron and KD and AD, all of them pretty much know each other, and the same on the women's side. And it's very similar with the with all the other sports. The only difference is that we don't have eyes on them the entire time,
right?
Like we do these professional basketball players. And I just use them as an example because they're like the highest profile athletes at the Olympics.
Right, right. They're people that we know, their household, like we call household names.
Exactly.
That we follow.
No, you're right. We know their house sometimes. You'd be like, oh, that's LeBron James' house. That's Steph Curry's house. Like, these are the type of people that, you know, you got 17 of their jerseys in your closet and you follow their Twitter and you got the wife cookbook, and it's that type of deal.
Right.
For those athletes. So, yeah, I think we are a little more jarred when we see these people that we only see for 3 weeks, 4 years at a time, and we figure out that they're friends. Because we're jarred when we see these athletes that we see all the time as friends.
That's true. Well, you know, that's the thing. You got to remember, though. A lot of folks got the same agents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people got, you know, same shoe deals or same company. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that they're bringing together that we may not be necessarily aware of. And definitely you see that, you know, definitely talk about track. You got people out there with shoe deals. I mean, we think the shoes are big when it comes to basketball and to football. But, yeah, the track shoes are like huge.
Yeah, I'm with Noah Lyles. Get that man a trainer ASAP.
No allows it. Hey, I get a shoe, you know, which would be remarkable if he was able to, you know, to parlay what he's done in the Olympics into getting that. You know, that's part of what happens. As a matter of fact, we mentioned that with Coley Harvey. We had him on with us earlier in our show. We're going to bring that broadcast, that interview back to you at the top of the hour. Coley Harvey from ESPN, product from the Metro Atlanta area, who's over there and has just been covering track, has been his specialty, but he's covered a little bit of everything. And he's getting ready to pack it up and head for home after covering the Olympics. And we had a chance to spend some time with him a couple of hours ago. We think we're going to bring that back to you at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to spend some time with Joe Patrick, talk about the Falcons, going to do a deep dive into what he saw Friday night and his perspective, what to expect from this team when they get set to play their second preseason football game. That is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Coming up next, Hughes, Living Greg is here. We do a casting call. Projects out there, we're going to mention them to you. And NASCAR is going back to work today. Yep, Cup cars have been off for a couple of weeks for the Olympics. They're going to run up at Richmond. We're going to tell you who's on the pole and who's going to have a new look to his car when you watch today. That and more is coming up. You stay with us on this Sunday morning at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Up in the morning, love.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
And the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something
Sam Crenshaw here, 9 floors up in the Kid Studios. Greg Clarkson in his absence today. We got Noel other side of the glass. Glad you've been with us this morning up until 10 o'clock. John Fricke's going to take over at 10 o'clock as we will have Pro football later today for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More preseason games. The Cowboys and Rams. Pregame at 4 o'clock. Kickoff at 4:30. Before you hear on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your home for the NFL. Your home for Falcons football and everything Falcons this week. As the teams head back to Flowery Branch, and our crews will be there Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, all be there. Falcons training camp, Ticketmaster Studios. And when they're done each of those days, Dukes and Bell will be at
Hooters
Mall of Georgia.
Well, it'll be a lovely day.
Yeah, it will be a lovely day when you go hang out with those guys. And you know, I'm watching, Noel, this bicycle race that's going on.
Yeah, man.
These folks are inside. I don't understand the rules of this thing.
I don't either. But you know, it looks so cool to watch, like the way that the track is set up and the bend and the turn and even the helmets. They look like bug spaceship helmets. I don't even know. And then the bikes, I think, are like half electric. It looks really interesting, to be honest.
It does. I've always watched this, and I've never understood. You get some people that go way up high on it. You got to stay way down low. You know what? And I got a schoolmate of mine from high school who's really into cycling. And I know if he's listening right now, he's probably throwing stuff at his radio because he knows this so very well. But I'm watching it, and it looks remarkable.
Yeah, man. Like when they come and take that deep turn, that deep curve, and to your point, some of them go all the way up the embankment, some come down.
I think this was held outdoors when it was here in Atlanta.
I could see that. I don't think we had an indoor structure this big.
No, we do have an outdoor structure down in East Point.
Yeah,
that has been there for many years.
Look how wide this track is.
Yeah. I don't understand it. But they're doing it, and it looks outstanding.
It really does. 61 laps to go.
They're going to be going around for a while. That's happening. Meanwhile, we still got the water polo that's going on. Got handball. Let me see. Wrestling. And there's other things that are happening right now. We got basketball, of course, coming up. We got some weightlifting happening as the events wind down from these Olympic Games. All right, when Greg is usually here, we do a casting call to talk about, you know, the productions that are going on and how you can get in as an extra or maybe in some other capacity to work with the productions. He has it always. You can go to our website, 929thegame.com/casting call. And you can see what Greg has for us this week.
Yeah, where's the money at this week, Sam?
All right. Where's the money? I see where the money is. this one is talking about, is it Applebee's?
Oh, eating good in the neighborhood.
You want to be a part of an Applebee's commercial shoot. They're looking for men and women, all ethnicities, as extras. And the ages range from the 20s to 50s. And when you submit, you can get your name, your height, and all your contact information for that type of thing. They want to send a couple of current pictures, you know, a headshot, full body shot, when you submit for that. And that's what's hmcasting@atlantagmail.com. They film it on August 13th. And so they're going to want to know your availability, if you're going to be available on that day. Don't know what time. You may be going and may be sitting there a while. But can it be bad? You know you're going to eat the Applebee's. I'm just saying.
You're going to eat good in the neighborhood. Look, if I had the time, I'd run out there and do it for a couple of hours.
Right. A couple of hours, you're going to get that. They're going to pay you for that. And you're going to be at Applebee's, so you're going to get to eat. That's a twofer right there. All right. Destination Casting has a new streaming service at Jazz Club. People in Jazz Club, male and females, any ethnicity to portray Memphis Jazz Club patrons and staff. So you got to be at least 18 years old, 18 and older. They're going to be shooting this on the 13th. That's coming up on Tuesday. And this is with Destination Casting Extras at Gmail to find out more if you're going to submit your picture or whatnot if you want that one. Now, another Destination Casting new streaming series, House Party.
Hey.
Hey now, they want males and females any ethnicity to portray a neighborhood at a fish fry at a house party.
Again, that sounds like another twofer.
It really
a
does,
good time,
right?
A fish fry party
and fish fry, and we're gonna be frying some fish. That's gonna be nice. 18 years and older for this. You know, they want you to appear to be in the age range of 18 to 28, and they're shooting this one Thursday, August 15th. So you have time. You want to go in and submit and see you want to be an extra for the house party with the fish fry. We've all been to one. Well, maybe you haven't been to one. I've been to one or two of those. Usually very nice time. So destinationcastingextras at gmail.com. All right, P Valley.
In the valley.
Hey now, this is Hilton Casting, and they are looking for core casino roles. So if you people who work in casinos, they want you to be out to be age 20, you know, any ethnicity, any gender, to be stick men, blackjack dealers, poker dealers, pit bosses, people that you see working in a casino. They wouldn't have for that, and they're shooting this through the month of August. They get some other casino roles. This probably is the same production, looking for bellboys, cocktail waitresses, security staff, valet. They're going to be shooting through the month of August, and that's coming up. So those are some of the items that Greg has listed for you this time. Also encouraging him for those behind the scene, behind the camera roles. You can go to www.georgia.org, and that is the film industry. Tell you what types of things they're looking for. That could be a talent you have, could be a skill that you have, carpenter. It could be, you know, a hairstylist. Could be makeup, different things that you may do. They may be looking for someone to do. You know, I mentioned the Olympic Games, you know, and I'm sure they're going to have this army of people tonight. You think about the opening, closing ceremonies and the costumes that people have to wear, the makeup that's required. I'll never forget the sight in Athens, Greece, about 3 hours before the opening ceremonies, this army of people in black smocks walking across this area. I mean, a big army of people. These were makeup artists representing MAC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, MAC, M-A-C. That they, mm-hmm. And so when you think about the way people are dressed up for the Olympic opening ceremonies, they need people to do makeup for those type things, wardrobe people and that type thing. And especially in different countries where they want to represent authenticity, an authentic look for their, you know, in Greece, you know, really they wanted to get it right, because they're the home of the Olympics. So mm-hmm. So you'll have something like that. I don't know if MAC is doing the makeup or who's doing the makeup for these Olympic Games with them being in Paris. I'm sure somebody really wanted the honor of doing that, considering how fashion conscious everyone is in that area. But those are jobs.
It's, yeah, you don't think about it being, or maybe I didn't, because like when you were just describing it, it made me think of it as like a massive world tour, but like at the 10th power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, because even though you do it one time, it's like a 4-hour situation, like a concert. It's droves and droves and droves and droves of people.
Right.
Like, I was kind of looking at Beijing's opening ceremony. They said Beijing spent the world and beyond for that opening ceremony. Mm-hmm. But because they were trying to tell a history of China from beginning to then, you know, that took a lot of time and effort. And to your point, that's a lot of planning. You had to hire somebody to plan it, script it out, to make the outfits and do the fitting and the makeup and the shoes and the staging. And yes, a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So just like in that situation, in these situations here, when they're productions that are being done, big film productions or television shows, or even like court TV shows, there's needs for people who do some of the things that you do. And so you can get in on them. Also, there's voiceover. Greg has listings for that as well. And, of course, if you have a young person that wants to get involved with the productions, the Georgia Department of Labor says no minor can work on any film or TV set without that certificate. So make sure and get that certificate for your young person so you can put that kid to work, make him go and earn some money there. Once again, that is 9290game/casting call. Anything you want to find out about the list that Greg will be updating for you. All right, stock cars are rolling today. NASCAR is back after a 2-week hiatus for the Olympics, I guess because NBC didn't have enough cameras. All their cameras were over. And in Paris, they got a few of them back across the water, and they're going to be at Richmond today. As we got, I think, 4 races before we get to the playoff, which will start here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Today, they're at Richmond for the Cookout 400. Cookout, that sounds good. Don't that
sound sponsored by Cookout? Cookout.
Sponsored by Cookout. Cookout.
Oh, shout out to North Carolina. Right. Their first Pepsi, and now Cookout. All right.
Cookout. Denny Hamlin is on the pole for this race, and usually whenever there's a race up in that area, you look for him to jump out and do well. But the Toyotas are on the front row. He and Martin Truex Jr. are on the 1 and 2, and you qualified. Chase Elliott qualified 4th fastest. Let's watch for him and see how he does. And he has a different look this week. Hooters dropped off of his car as a sponsor, and Coca-Cola went on. It's his bright red racing car, you know, and this that is decorated for Coca-Cola. It'll be something different if you watch today, and you'll see Chase Elliott in this bright red car with number 9 on it. And the folks up in Dawsonville, they just want to sound that siren if he comes in first. They want to have that thing sound so everybody can hear that. So that's happening later on today. They're doing something different with some tires as well for this race. They're trying, I don't know if it's a new tire. They're going to be trying, so we watch to see how that works. You know, sometimes you do things with tires this time of year with the extra heat. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's coming up later today. Like I said, Denny Hamlin is on the pole for the race that's coming up later on today, and we'll see how well they will do. You know, I talked with some guys who were this week who had some time off. You know, all the drivers really had some time off to rest during this time, and you wonder what they did. And you know, I talked with Austin Dillon this week, who drives the 3 car for Childress Racing, and he hadn't had a great season. You know, he's gotten, you know, he had caught up in some bad situations and on track, and hasn't had the kind of finishes that he would want to have in that car. And so, you know, he said, you spend some time with family, just, you know, relaxing and hoping during this time it gives his chance for his team to kind of regroup and go out and do well. He qualified very well. He qualified 6th fastest, and that would be big to get Richard Childress Racing a win. I mean, he's way out of contention for the playoff right now, but you drive the next 4 races, and if you win, you're in. He's pretty excited about Daytona. That's on the schedule. That's a place where Childress, down through the years, has always performed very, very well. And so we wait to see. But, you know, he talked about racing at Richmond, how he's looking forward to it, and how his team feels like they can, you know, avoid some of the pitfalls and give himself a chance to be there at the end today and to compete. That's what he's really looking for. He wants to finish the season strong. And, you know, we'll see what happens with the number 3 car. Of course, people, number 3 car is always very popular. Wherever it goes. And so, you know, Austin is going to start on row 3 for the race today. And we'll see what happens. So that's coming up at Richmond.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every athlete, when there's an extended break like this, you always hope for a reset.
Yeah.
If things aren't going the way you want them to go. Now, if things are going great, you hope that you continue whatever streak you was on.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, if things haven't been going the way that you want them to go, you always hope, you know, to get a breather, sit down, spend time with your family, kind of get a little removed from it, and then come back and maybe have a fresh set of mind. It's kind of like when you have a writer's block, you just got to get up and move away from the computer and go do something else
for
a while.
You have to do that, too.
And clear your brain a bit.
Man, you're going for a minute, and it just won't flow. You have to get up and just go do something else for a little bit.
Got to do something else. Or I'm gonna bang my head like a coconut trying to get something to come out.
Right. And you're amazing what that would do for you.
Really, yeah. And so for athletes, I feel like it's the same thing. Sometimes you have to get mentally removed from it just to be able to take a breather and then come back and look at it with fresh eyes.
Yeah, and maybe that's what he needs. So we'll watch and see.
Fingers crossed.
Yep, watch and see what happens to him later on today when they fire their engines and go racing up at Richmond as NASCAR Cup Series returns today with the Olympics winding down.
Yes, we can hear the sirens.
Yeah, we'll hear the sirens. Yep. If Chase Elliott gets it, they're going to sign that thing big time up there in Dawsonville. You'll be hearing it all over the place. You can see that. All right, we're headed for the 9 o'clock hour, final hour. Joe Patrick's going to join us at 9:20. Going to talk some Falcons football. But coming up next, a replay from earlier today. We had a chance to spend some time with Coley Harvey from ESPN. He has been working covering the Olympics in Paris, and he paused to spend some time with us. We want you to hear it again, some of his thoughts from his perspective, things that he saw and will share with us. That is coming up next as we head for the 9 o'clock hour. On this Sunday morning, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.